Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to an after show for The Americans. Tonight, we're breaking down season 6, episode 1, Dead Hand. Lines are being drawn right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Here we go.
Yes.
Shut down memory lane.
Welcome back to 1987, right?
Yeah, or 86.
86, 87, around that time.
Took me back to my childhood. I see Philip. He has the pull-out radio, like the Blaupunk.
Right?
Remember those pull-out radios? I don't know. Elizabeth's got her hair done, her and her daughter. Paige is looking crazy. She's got makeup and lipstick. And
she's got the oversized jacket going.
Everything.
I'm loving it. As always,
there
Americans killing it. And we are so excited for this final season. I'm a little sad that it's the final season, but super excited, especially to break it down here with you on AfterBuzz and with you guys, the fans. My name is Alina Vision, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host.
Al, hey everybody, Al G. You can reach me at Jamaica House Doc on Twitter. Also, I got a moniker. I go by Old Camel Toe, a.k.a. Hi. Young Kremlin, a.k.a. Young Ruski. Shout out to Young Camel Toe and TK, wherever that piece. What up?
Hey, there you go. You got to give the shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're going to have the chat going, the live chat. So if you're watching us live, please feel free to join in. There was so much going on in this episode and so much to talk about. So we're going to head right into it. First off, give me your overall just impression of this episode. What did you think?
And this show never ceases to amaze me. And the one theme I came away with is what was that? The worst Godfather movie is Godfather 3, but there's this line here where Al Pacino says, I thought I was out, and they keep pulling me back in. That's it. Philip thought he was out. They pull him back in. Oleg thought he was out. They pull him back in. You never get out of the KGB.
No, you never get out of the game. You
never get out of the game, yeah.
Especially, I mean, if that has been your life, that's just, they're going to pull you back in.
And the sad thing is, I mean, we already see, I mean, I think it's kind of obvious. I think, well, it's fairly obvious that, unfortunately, that's what's left for Paige. Like, her life is, you know, she's going to be just like Elizabeth, unfortunately.
We kind of want it better for her.
I'm glad Henry's still playing hockey and they got him separate, but that's a whole other thing.
But Paige, I mean, made that choice. But before we get into that, let's talk about the amazing intro. It was 6 minutes of the song that we came in on. No words, I don't think, were spoken.
Straight long montage.
It was, I mean, that's so rare that you see that, I feel like, in shows nowadays.
Yeah.
You know?
There's something very powerful when you can tell the story without the narration and without the dialogue. And basically, it's reintroducing us to the characters where they're at. Like, Philip's gone, like, full travel salesman guy.
He is
like,
living his
he's that guy.
Best life.
He's living his best life. He's using all of his what do you call it? All the little tricks he learned in his self-help group and how to be a salesman, and he's thriving, and man, he's gone full yuppie.
He looks healthier.
And he looks happy.
He looks happy. He's got his, you know, haircut tight. I mean, he's just living the life. And then we see Elizabeth.
Contrasted to Elizabeth, still having to do the same old thing, sleep with some creepy dudes.
She is.
Maintain a cover.
One of the things that I noticed in that intro was especially that one shot where she, you know, she'd rolled out of bed with some guy. Just the fact that the background of it, I think, was the Lincoln Memorial. You know, I mean, it just made the contrast of, like, you know, they're in DC, they're in the power center of America. She's still doing the KGB stuff. He's still, I mean, he's living his best life. And we even see now Paige is in college, but she is now a KGB.
She's got a foot in the game. And, of course, she thinks she knows everything because she's in college. She always thought she knew everything, but Paige has always been precocious. But, here we go. It's the next stage in everybody's career. Next stage in the story. Here we go.
Next step. Exactly. Now, one of the things I noticed with this episode is that it really focused in on Elizabeth and Philip. We didn't really see too much from, like, Beeman and his partner. We did see a little bit of Moscow, but it really was focusing in.
Yeah, it really highlighted their relationship and the wall that's developing. That was even in the lyrics of the song, "The Wall Between Us." You know, and at first, like when they first look at each other, I'm like, "What's going on?" She has this kind of distant look, just kind of aloof, not upset, but just like not connecting. And he's like kind of reaching out to her. This is all the stuff you see in the montage and in the intro. You know, where you bring back these two characters and unite, and you see that they're in two totally different places, and their heads, obviously, in their heads are in totally different mindsets. Elizabeth's still like, she's looking kind of burnt out, man. She's looking kind of burnt out.
Just a little. She's still gorgeous, but you can tell this life, especially her doing it on her own, has taken a toll on her. I mean, even at the end of the episode, Philip brings it up to her.
He broke it down.
He did. And we will get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. Because he broke it down.
Yeah.
Let's start off after that with, talking about Philip and Elizabeth really leading these different lives. I mean, Philip now is, you know, running the travel agency, doing line dancing. That was an awesome scene.
Square dance and line dance or whatever. Just tell us what that is, people, because
I think it was line dancing, I think. I don't know. He's definitely living his own life. Elizabeth, she is still, she even says to him, like, I can't, you know, go watch Henry play hockey. Like, I have to work. And we see her showing, I guess, the Russian movies or shows, to Paige, her and Claudia. So how do you think this season is going to play out with that whole scenario?
Well, just jumping off from that scenario, what I took from it was obviously the different roles men and women play in Russia. More traditional. Women are supposed to stay in their place. Obviously, Paige caught that.
Yeah.
And then even Claudia pointed out, like, everybody's not like that. Meaning her mom. We know her mom's kick-ass, and so we think Paige is going to be just like her mom. But, you know, it just shows her, like, getting opened up to this whole new world. So, on one hand, I can't wait to see. Well, we already know this. Some interesting stuff happens on Paige's mission, but I know we'll talk about it later. So.
Yeah, it does. One of the things that stood out to me during that was how during that scene especially, was how Paige was kind of filling them in on what she's learning in college. And she talks about, you know, this Soviet SS-20 missile, and we find out that there's a summit that's about to happen between, you know, the Soviets and the Americans. And it's that kind of takes us into, you know, the rest of the show and the mission.
Yeah, the summit is like...
Break us down on the summit.
Okay, the summit is like this flashpoint, you know, in U.S.-Soviet relations. Mm-hmm. And from what I remember in history, and even I remember some of this stuff growing up, we're at perestroika now, where the Cold War is totally drifting off, or we want it to drift off. We're reaching out to each other, better relations. Mm-hmm. And Gorbachev, who's the new leader, he's not as hardline. He's like the exact opposite of a Putin.
Right.
He wants to work with the U.S. He wants to open the borders, and this whole kind of opening is called perestroika. He's more progressive. He wants a new Russia. But obviously there are still factions, old factions in the regime, that don't want to see him succeed. Mm-hmm. And basically you can see the two sides in the same Russia, but the two sides who are either trying to like make sure the summit goes peacefully and well, and there's the other side that wants to sabotage it. And basically, Elizabeth and Philip are on opposite sides.
Yeah. I mean, we find that out at the end of the show for sure. But I think it's been kind of bubbling under for a couple of seasons now. Mm-hmm. You can tell that Philip really likes the amenities, I guess you could say, that America has. Yeah. And he's definitely, you know, I think he sees what good could come of Russia opening up and possibly there being, you know, less of this cold warfare. Whereas I feel like Elizabeth still holds strong to the old Russian ways.
She's holding strong onto that, the part of, you know, like that old KGB style, and she's in that camp. But I was trying to link this to like her personality. Uh-huh. And even emotionally, we see Philip, who's always been the emotional one, but he's able to detach. He's able to check out and, like I said, go to his self-help group, go to a hockey game and just be like, you know, Joe Blow or whatever. And he's found this point where he's happy. Elizabeth can't disengage. I don't think she's capable of it, even if she wanted to, but I don't think she wants to. And that's like the crossroads they're at.
Do you think that's a male female thing to a certain extent.
I don't know.
I don't know, that sounds interesting.
Let's explore that.
I was just thinking about that because I know that like when I get something in my head, I mean, and I'm a pretty reasonable person, but I just like I want to see it through. And, you know, like if I were to be working for my country in that aspect, I kind of think I might be like I would just do what I had to do for my country. I don't know.
Well, that, no, and that's the way Elizabeth thinks. Yeah. And that's where we left off last season. Philip was like, you know, I think we should fall back.
Right.
And she was like, no, let's do one more mission. And then you could still kind of hear it rattling around in his head. There's this other mission that he's toying around with. But basically, they're not out the game. But I didn't think we'd jump back and like she'd just be so full deep in the game.
Right.
I thought she would at least taken a step back. So it's kind of disappointing. I respect her decision because I don't know. I'm kind of like an obsessive person, too. That's what an obsessive person would do. No, I'm doing my mission no matter what, and I can't break it. And those people accomplish the most, I think.
Right.
And they're very, successful at what they do and very thorough. But it's kind of sad for her as a human being, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I, like you were saying, with we jump right into all of this. I think in the last season, or season at the end of the last season, they had that one mission where they had to kill the lady who had killed a whole bunch of, you know, Prokhomchuk, I think her name was.
Okay.
And you could see after that mission, both of them were kind of like, maybe it's time.
Mm.
But then, I mean, bam, we see that Elizabeth didn't take that role. Obviously, they didn't go back to Russia. And here we are. She's still, you know, taking pictures out of her purse of people coming out of the Department of Energy. And she's really into the summit. She's definitely, you know, doing the most. So I want to talk about Russia, you know, going back to Moscow, because we then see Oleg.
Right.
And we get reintroduced to him.
Oleg.
Oleg.
Oleg, it's years later. He's got a beard. He's a family man.
He's got a little baby.
Got a baby. He's got a cushy job. He's not
he's
in that
like,
whole espionage.
In the, yeah,
he's like, yo, I make sure the trains run on time. That's my job.
Exactly.
And then like you see him, he's got this wife, and it's like, it's that thing you kind of always wanted for him. You know what I mean? And then, of course, he gets that visit from Arkady, who wants to pull him back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, he has a good reason.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is...
See, it depends on what side you're on.
Okay, go on, go on. I want to break it down, break it down. Break it down. Why do you think... I mean, for, I guess, a patriotic reason is what you're espousing, right? That's why you
Right, well, I just think, obviously, I would want the Cold War to end, just from my point of view. So I'm on probably more of the Philip... Oleg side than I am on
but
the
Oleg's
side.
Choosing to take the decision and dive back to try to like you know let this Cold War thing end. That's
right, but he's kind of being a patriot in that way because it, you know for the new I believe
that
Russia,
well,
you know?
I think you that's the crux of the matter
right.
And that's what I was asking you. I was like, well, why? And you're like, well, because he believes in this process. So I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I know I might have to be like, yo, I'm chilling with my family here. You guys until 20 years of my life. I've had to kill all these people. I've seen some people killed, and I'm not going back. I like, but they probably never let you really get away.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. Yeah. I really don't think they do. So, so Arkady tells him, you know, I need someone to go to the U.S. who can get in there easily. You can travel because of your family. You can be in and be out. And basically, he wants him to go to Philip and spy on Elizabeth.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, what? Oh, this writing. I live.
And as
I
he was as he's outlining and he's describing like this couple, you're like, that sounds like Philip and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
It would be funny if it wasn't though.
Yeah. And you know, she's going to meet their opposition in Central, you know, Latin America, and sure enough, she does.
She's basically going rogue. She's with the rogue part of the KGB
that
doesn't want the summit
that.
To succeed.
I didn't get that she even knows that.
All right, well, let's talk about what we know then, or at least you know what we observed when she went to Mexico and she's meeting up with the operative, some general. And I remember Arkady says she's not even should be meeting with this general. You know, he should be talking
but
directly
she just
to me.
She just got word from Claudia. So how does she know? Because that's normally, isn't that normally
Well,
where...
I think that the old regime has the power in this KGB thing. Basically, the Claudia, the Claudia, and obviously...
Like the center.
And... Yeah, and the center, they're obviously pulling for the old regime. And I don't know, I think it's just a nice dynamic. Oh, but getting back to like, so what do we know? Okay, when she goes and meets with the guy in Mexico, he recruits her to basically... He points out this guy. I forget the guy's name.
I have it here.
Nestroko. It's a tough one. It was a tough one.
We are going to be murdering the name.
Yeah. Naya Stoko. I don't know. Anyway, excuse us for butchering the name. But she, he shows her a picture of a guy like, you know, this guy who's basically, he basically says that he's basically willing to sell out Russia by giving secrets, making exchange with the Americans. Like, I'll give you our secret plans. You give me your secret plans. And obviously, you know, the old guard is against it. And I don't know that. Well, that, here we are. I don't know. You weigh on that. Tell me, did I get it right? The dynamic?
Right. So the general pretty much said that the Russians have Dead Hand, which is an automated system.
There you go.
That
and that was the name of the episode. Thank you.
Good
Dead Hand. Right on.
So if anything happened to the hierarchy over there, it would automatically go into place and, you know, pretty much take out America as far as nukes go. And they're almost done with it. I think they need a few pieces of technology. Mm-hmm. And the Americans have something called the Star Wars.
Star Wars. I remember that when I was little. Like, Reagan was always constantly talking about the Star Wars program. But what the Star Wars program was that, okay, if the Russians have missiles pointed at us, we're going to station missiles in space that can actually take out their missiles before their missiles come to us.
Right.
The SDI defense system. But I guess one of the takeaways, I think, that keeps weighing on me is just like how big a deal the arms race is at this point.
Completely,
you know?
Yeah.
Like the fact that the Russians are thinking about in the event that our leadership gets toppled, they're basically preparing, and I think kind of want Gorbachev to get toppled. Basically,
yeah.
So the minute he gets toppled, we're kicking right in. This is what we're doing. This is the new regime. This is what's going to happen next.
Right.
So it's a lot of espionage and a lot of intrigue and backstabbing.
And that's the Americans, and that's why we love it.
Yeah.
But when she's at this meeting, he basically. You can see just on her this feeling of, oh my God, I have the world on my shoulders. How am I going to do this alone? At least that's what I was getting from it, because this is a big deal. And he slides this like jewelry box and says, like, you cannot get arrested. And it's a necklace with what I'm guessing is a cyanide pill.
The suicide pill.
And if I was her, just what would be going through my head is, I have a family. I have kids. Like, oh my goodness.
The funny thing is, when she was playing with the pill at the end, when in the mirror, do you remember she was kind of fiddling with it?
Yeah, she has been.
And her face looks so broken and worn. We're talking about how, like, she looks burnt out.
Yeah.
It almost looked like, for me, it was like, what, is she going to take it? Is she, like, toying with it? What's going on with it? I was like, wonder what was going through Elizabeth's head. She has, like, this really, I guess, fatalistic point of view probably at this point.
Right. I mean, she's hardcore, so who knows?
Ride and die for her country. But I'm waiting for her to see that side where, okay, I want to save my family. I'm waiting for that aspect to come in. The one place where we saw it, though, is when she kind of saves Paige for the mission she messed up. I don't want to jump in.
No, well, let's talk about it. So Paige is helping on a mission, and she kind of messes up. She doesn't really mess up. A guy comes up to her and is completely hitting on her, and he happens to be a naval officer, which I didn't understand quite why she gave him her IDs. I've never been I've been close to restricted areas. Granted, I haven't been sitting in my car.
Okay.
But I wouldn't.
Yeah, I was like, why? Well, she's just kind of sitting there. Like, what is she doing?
Maybe somebody out there can tell me if, like, they're able to do that, or if she just didn't know and was like, oh, I better give him this.
I think she gave him some fake ID.
Well, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She gave him a fake ID. But I was even surprised that she
That
would.
She did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what can you do at that point?
And then he was clearly creepily hitting on her. Like, no, I'm gonna keep this.
I almost feel like the only way for her to get out that situation was for her to go on a date with him. And it sucks because now she's going to be, like, tied to this guy. But
here's the thing. She couldn't, because she gave him a fake number. And I would be as scared as she was if I gave him a fake number, a fake ID, but it still has the picture.
Yeah.
And he's in the Navy, the naval officer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Elizabeth did what she had
to do. It's a loose end. Are we going to talk about it? Are we going to talk about Elizabeth doing what she did?
Let's talk about it, because she's gangsta, as we know. She went and she found him and right in the neck.
And you kind of see it coming, because Elizabeth is talking to her other agent, like another lady who's like her driver. And the driver's like, well, she's kind of young and inexperienced.
Did you catch that Paige's code name?
Oh, yeah, she had a different
Julie.
Name. Yeah. And
Julie.
So she doesn't know. I don't think she knows that. Nice sounding. Julie.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah.
So the other operative, she didn't know that that was her daughter, correct? She just thinks it's Julie or whatever.
Yeah, she thinks it's Julie.
She thinks it's Julie. So, and obviously, you know, then you hear Elizabeth like, oh, no, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And the minute she started doing all that covering, I was like, okay, she's going back to whack this dude. She's going to take him out.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, though,
Do you think that Elizabeth will now continue if Paige messes up? Because she says, you know, it's okay, this happens, you just got to make adjustments. Well, so do you think that, or do you think eventually she'll just have Paige like, yo, you got to go clean this up yourself?
Paige is going to have to start cleaning up some stuff, because it's, I think what the episode is saying, or what I'm getting, is that all this is weighing the most on Elizabeth, you know? And it's like, I don't know, you don't have to worry just about yourself, but you have to worry about your daughter. Oh, and here's the thing, they keep going back to is Philip. In the conclusion of the last season, Philip was like, but you can't do this without me. You think you can, but you can't do this without me. So he's still got that, like, one eye on her. Like, you think you can do this, but you can't.
Exactly. And, you know, this actually, when I heard him saying that to her, that, you know, you're all alone, this is really hard, it brought me back to last season when she was talking to Tuan. And after he wrote that bad review about them, and she said, like, look, you're not going to last. Yeah. You have to have somebody with you, because this is hard. You can't do this by yourself.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny now to see, you know, who was preaching.
Basically, she's not practicing what she's preaching, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, they were kind of like an impossible situation, because Phillip's being honest. He's like, I can't do this. And it works out for him, but see, you can't just one person do it, one person not, because there's bound to be a wedge, which, you know, we already
and
see
there
coming.
There is, and there is a wedge. And clearly people know that there's a wedge. So the mission now. Oleg comes back to the U.S., and he meets up with Phillip. I mean, Phillip picks up a code, meets Oleg, finds out that Oleg wants him to spy on Elizabeth.
Crazy.
This is so crazy.
Crazy.
What did you think when you saw, when you heard that he wanted him to spy?
I didn't know they were going to go right to that, because that's pretty incestuous. You know, that's almost like, I don't know, like Beeman finding out, you know, like their agents or something. I don't know. Basically, you see everything, you know, getting so messy and intertangled, you know, it's not going to be nice.
Right.
So, yeah, obviously, I don't know. It's, I know Philip, I don't see, he's, the funny thing is I don't see Philip ever murdering, this is just in my head, ever murdering her.
No.
But I see her murdering him for the love of country, even though she loves him. That's the crazy part. That's the crazy part.
Exactly.
I guess I'm not the only one. Okay.
I mean, she does love him, but she goes all out for her country and for her cause.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like that last scene, he was trying to tell her, I mean, he found out that she's working on the summit.
Right.
So I kind of have that inkling that he is going to, you know, tell Oleg about what she's doing. But he also, you could tell, was trying to tell her something.
Oh, man. It's, and like, it's like, what's the sub, what's the, what do they call it? Not the surface, but what's below the surface? Subtext.
Right.
The entire subtext of the thing is like, don't do it. I have something, I know what's going on, and I don't want you to do it, but I can't tell you, don't do it. And she's just like, no,
she's like,
I'm tired.
Yeah. That was interesting to see, and I can't wait to see how that plays out. And if he's just like, you know what, I'm going to do my job and let her go, and maybe when it gets too far, then I'll say something, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
Oh,
but that was such a great scene to see them at the end have that kind of friction. There was so much
wall between them. Wall between them.
Oh my goodness. Also, just the music in this episode, fantastic.
They had all the dope 80s music.
And it really led the entire episode. It was at the poignant moments. The lyrics were perfect for the moment.
They had the Fleetwood Mac plan on one scene when Elizabeth is like doing her spy stuff, and I don't know, man. It's, they really capture like that sentimental like 80s aura.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, you know what else captures aura?
What?
So here's a little something.
Break
if you want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got the podcast for for you.
Hey.
Yeah, Conversations with Maria Menounos. The podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversation with Maria Menounos features celebrities and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. So from health to wellness to career. Hey, I think Elizabeth should listen to this, right?
We should all listen to it.
Elizabeth needs this podcast. Yeah. Relationships, finance, more. Yep, this is for her. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Mm. Yep, Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Shout out to Maria, the big boss.
All right, so we ran out of time for predictions, but definitely tweet at us your predictions. You can find me at Alina Vision on all social media. And what about you?
Hey, everybody, Al G. You can find me at JamaicaHouseDoc on Twitter. Oh, I got an IG. Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm. There you go. One extra for you.
That's right. And if you're watching on YouTube, please leave comments below. Let us know your predictions. Until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.